it's okay to make a mistake wasn't just a saying. Maybe it was actually true. This could be a turning point in her life, I thought to myself. With a little more guidance and a little more openness about past regrets, I could alleviate some of the future pressure Natalie was bound to put on herself. I vowed to speak to her in private to further encourage this shift in perspective that I believed was happening in my child. I am sorry I used to want things perfect all the time, I blurted out to Natalie in the glow of the nightlight at talk time a few days later. Give me an example, she asked unexpectedly. Do you remember how stressed out I would get about wanting things to look a certain way when we left the house? Or how I made such a big deal out of trivial mistakes and mishaps? I asked, bracing myself for distressing recollections. Not really, she shrugged. I just remember how you used to lay out my clothes every morning and I didn't get to pick. But now you let me wear what I want. She snuggled closer. I like the way it is now. I'm so sorry, Natalie, I repeated. I wish I would have realized sooner that relationships matter more than expectations, plans, and appearances. Pushing perfection on myself caused me to yell and become exasperated over minor things. It was hurtful to you and Avery, but it was also hurtful to me. My blood pressure was dangerously high back then. I felt angry a lot. My unrealistic expectations could never be met, so I was constantly disappointed. I don't want to know how many perfectly wonderful days I ruined and how many feelings I hurt by putting pressure on myself. I wish I'd changed sooner, I admitted with regret. It's better to know it now than never know it at all, she wisely offered, taking my hand in hers. I closed my eyes and prayed such a mature remark meant she was starting to know it too. The next morning, Natalie's words were fresh on my mind as we prepared for school. Avery was standing in front of the mirror, parting her hair straight down the middle. She completely ignored the back of her hair, and as a result, it resembled an angry cactus plant. I could see Natalie eyeing her little sister's disheveled mess. She reached out her hand to take the brush, but then quickly drew it back without saying a word. Avery, unaware she was being observed, walked out humming to herself happily. Natalie looked up at me. I was about to find out just how much our discussion the night before had resonated with her. The old you probably would have fixed her hair and she probably would have cried. After pausing for a minute, she admitted, I thought about telling her to change it, but then I decided not to say anything. It's better to just let her be who she is. People's feelings matter more than how things look, she said with certainty. Natalie ran off to gather her backpack while I stood there relishing what had just transpired. As I stared at my teary-eyed self in a mirror splattered with toothpaste, the most beautiful thought occurred to me. Maybe second chances are not given to us, but instead are something we offer to ourselves by using new words and new actions. And maybe the undesirable traits that were passed on to us and passed on to our children don't have to stick like permanent tattoos. Maybe they can be birthmarks instead. Beautiful reminders that we don't have to live perfectly, but rather with small, positive steps and daily doses of God's grace. Hands-Free Life Daily Declaration. Today, there might be mismatched socks. There might be not so healthy food choices.